it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Again, we want to wish Dave Hilbert all the best in his retirement days. And I know we'll see him, and he'll probably be up here a couple times, come talk to us somewhere during the season. But thank him for all those years.
Yeah, he can't be stuck up. He got to still socialize.
No, man, you got to come see us. question about after that big trip to Pensacola.
That's why the guy, talk about extremes. You go to Pensacola, Dave, I'll take you to Casablanca. You know, you remember Humphrey Bogart? They got enough older people in it. You remember that?
Dave, better get ready for that trip. Let's go back to our phone lines. Go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, Bobby. Good afternoon, Mike.
All right, partner. How you been?
Big John, I'm glad you called. I know you were busy and had other assignments. Oh, it's a different Big John.
Yeah, it's a different Big John. We ain't talked to Big John in a while.
Go ahead. Sorry about
brother.
Hey, Bobby, here's the question for Kellen Moore. I want you to ask tonight. While common time again yesterday, I noticed that Chase Young was putting pressure on Drake on Mitt, the quarterback. The problem was, every single time he would get shoulder length, he was bull rushing him on the outside. He would just take off, pick up 15, 20 yards at a time. Why didn't they tell Young, hey, put the brakes on a little bit? And let's not give up the inside like that every single time. And I don't understand. They kept to let him go every single time. On third down, he would just wait for him to go pass, take off. And I want to know why they didn't make him
Big John, I can tell you, okay, it has to fit like a glove. And you've heard probably Deuce talk about this. You got to be disciplined. You can't just be freelancing. And now, you can freelance and then take a chance if you make the sack. But let's say you have containment, and you said, "Boy, I'm going to be the guy inside," and then the QB gets outside, and then there's nobody there.
You saw what he did. He stepped up in the pocket and made the throw, or he ran.
So then you know what? We need to challenge the interior guys.
Yep.
We got to get more push where there's nowhere to go. Then you run the lane discipline. Everybody's doing their job. Like I said, you're fitting like a glove, that whether you rush it four or five, that the quarterback has nowhere to go. Now, you've seen some magicians like Baker Mayfield, and you've seen Lamar Jackson. Well, everybody was in the right position, but they didn't finish the tackle. Well, then you had the right defense, but when you see too many times that there's lanes where the quarterback, like a Drake May, could step up. Because the one thing Chase Young and any edge guy, depending on the stunt they're running, somebody has containment. So I mean, let's say you're rushing hard, what could help Chase Young, if the guy to his inside is getting enough push so he can't just run by him. Now, the great, great defensive ends, they'll pick and choose to take a chance even though they'll have containment. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to cheat a little bit, take a chance, and swim on the inside. But you got to get the sack. You can't miss the tackle. Don't get him. And then, Mike, the quarterback's running outside. That's what you're going to. Now, he's just coming back, Big John. Right now, easing back into it. So it'd be a challenge against Caleb Williams because he's mobile, Mike, against Chicago.
He's more adept to take off running than Drake May. If you saw Drake, Bob, I counted it four times. He felt a little bit of pressure from his backside.
His pocket awareness was unbelievable.
So what he did, he readjusted his launch pad. He stepped up in the pocket. Man, planted his feet, bang, went downfield.
Caleb Williams can't hold Drake May's jock as far as pocket awareness.
No,
what I mean
no,
by
no.
that, Caleb Williams, because you get away with this when you're so athletic, and Lamar could do it, and like a Shador and all them, you can't be running backwards. You know in the NFL when you see them scrambling and all that, Lamar could get away with that, maybe Michael Vick, but that pocket awareness. If you can always scramble and you're not running backwards, Maybe you're hitting the hole going and left. That's what Drake May goes through his reads.
For a young guy,
impressive. He's going through his reads where Caleb Williams now, I think Coach Ben Johnson is trying to change that, where he's not just going through one read and then wanting to bail and just take off. No, you can't ad-lib like that in the NFL. You won't have success, consistent success, week in and week out.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh McDaniel was a terrible head coach, but he is a really good offensive coordinator.
He is
really good.
He would be
quarterback developer.
He would be the version because you look at, okay, who would be like a fraternity, like outstanding offensive coordinators, outstanding defensive coordinators? Okay, I look at Bum's son, Wade Phillips.
Yep,
look at Vic Fangio. They make it as a head coach, but outstanding defensive coordinators. Well, that's where he's at from the offensive side. Not so much a head coach, but look what he's done. And you know what's impressive with that? It's not just Tom Brady. Because, you know, you say, I could coach Tom Brady and stuff. But no, that combination. And now he gets to work with Drake May.
Drake May looks like he's ready to take his senior year of high school, like, homecoming pitcher. When you take a look at his face, he looks like he's 17 years old.
When I really, and you know, you have to have patience. When I really got impressed with Drake May is that Buffalo Bills primetime game. This is before the Saints. And now I'm even more impressed because it seems like it has finally truly clicked and he's turning that corner. No, Drake Mann's right now the poor man MVP. No, Baker Mayfield is obviously, like, who you put, like, because it's always, like, way too early, top three MVPs.
Well, a lot of people thought it was Dak until this week.
Oh, well, yeah. But
then Bryce Young and all caught him.
But
he don't play defense.
It was kind of like Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield. Not looking at what the team's doing, but what they're doing individually playing winning football. Well, Drake May is right up there. Mike, he's like the one that
he's the young, budding superstar
right
in the NFL. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys.
All right, Brian.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Brian.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, just a quick question, man. What is up with that defensive line and the pass rush? We haven't been relevant since Trey Hendrickson. Are these guys taught to, like, who's the strongest man? It's not an arm wrestling contest. It's, hey, let's get away from the block and get the guy with the ball. If you watch them, they're constantly just engaged with the guy blocking them. It looked to me like on one of the bombs he threw yesterday, the defensive end clearly had to tackle feet for a sack, and it almost looked like he gave up on the play. What is up with the pass rush? It hasn't been relevant in forever.
Yeah, when I look at the pass rush, and I thought Chase Young was outstanding in training camp. Now he's been hurt. Cam Jordan is older. Carl Granison could have 5.5 sacks. But I want to say it's probably before the Giants game, small sample size, but we were giving up like a well over 3 seconds, not quite 3.5 seconds.
That's
but
a long time.
We were dead last as far as the opposing quarterbacks. Now, you hear me say this all the time. You can't let the opposing quarterback back there feel like they can make a sandwich.
No.
How many times you heard me say, Mike, we didn't really bother the quarterback. The quarterback can play 8-12 straight quarters. We're not giving him the business. Now, you can't hit the quarterback anymore, but you can go hit his arm. How about take that ball out?
Or influence his throw with pressure.
Exactly.
They haven't done that this year, though, Bob.
No,
they've got more sacks than pressures, to be honest.
No, and you know who has not had an impact as much? Brian Brzee. Brian Brzee was among the interior guys when he had, Mike, 7.5 sacks. No, he's been nowhere near. Nathan Shepard, he is what he is.
He's kind of hit and miss with the pressure.
Right now, To just rush four people, we can't influence the opposing quarterback.
You're going to have to send more.
No, you got to do a stunt. You got to do a dog. Not an out-and-out zero blitz where you're putting the young DBs on an island. But when I'm talking about bringing five, not just bringing the house. Could you bring the house
teams? And you do that against Caleb Williams. You know what he's going to do? The hell with it. I'm running it.
Well, you better not let him get outside. That's when you want him running backwards. Hopefully, we'll be lane discipline. And Caleb Williams will feel like, oh, I'm going to give some ground, and then we'll sack his ass and bring him down. Like, oh, that was a stupid play. He lost 20 yards. Now, that's what you want. You don't want him to be able to turn that corner.
Brian, it hasn't been there. Can't argue with you there, no, buddy. No, I agree.
It has not been there. So is that somewhat personnel, Mike? I mean, I don't know. But Brian Brazee, like offensive line, we drafted him in the first round. We were always worried about him against the run. But he has to build upon what he did last year as a pass rusher. Now, I thought he made some plays, you know, this game. But when you look, Cam Jordan's up in age. Carl Granderson's an overachiever, and I think he's been fine. Chase Young, the one that needs to be disrupted. Look where he was drafted.
Yeah.
He's basically like the top overall pick. Where he was picked, no, not just quarterback hurries or pressures. He needs double-digit sacks.
I do think the Saints are getting a lot of phone calls about Carl Granderson on a trade. I do think there's interest in Carl around this league.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.